由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us today.
亲爱的朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我哋今日嘅节目。
It is a joy for us to know that you are listening to this series of messages on the fruit of the Spirit.
特别令人喜乐嘅咧，就系你能够收听我哋关于圣灵嘅果子呢一个系列嘅广播啦。
And we have been talking about peace.
上次我哋系讲到和平呢一种嘅果子。
In our last message, we left you at the home of Martha and Mary where Jesus was visiting.
在上次的节目里面，我们讲到耶稣在马大和玛利亚的屋企。
Martha became preoccupied with the cooking and keeping a spotless house.
马大就将他全副的精神都放在煮饭和收拾那间屋上面。
That kept her away from Jesus.
却是令到他不能够亲近主的。
And when you stay away from Jesus, even if you are serving, you will get exasperated.
所以就算你是服侍着主，但是如果你是远离主的话，你仍然是会很烦躁，很容易生气。
Martha was also getting exasperated with her sister Mary.
马大就是这样去生气她的妹妹玛利亚了。
Why?
为什么我这么说呢？
Because Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus listening to him talk.
因为玛利亚是坐在主耶稣脚前听他讲道。
Both sisters loved the Lord Jesus.
这两姊妹呢都是很爱主，很爱耶稣的。
But Martha was anxious about unimportant things.
但是马大呢所担心的呢是那些不重要的事。
And she became envious that Mary was not helping.
她因为妹妹没有帮她呢，而心里面就生出了嫉妒了。
She finally broke down and complained to Jesus.
最后她终于忍不住了，就向耶稣去埋怨。
I promised to tell you what the Lord said to Martha.
在上次节目里面，我答应过你呢，是会告诉你听，耶稣后来呢，是对马大讲了什么。
But before I do that, I want to tell you something about anxiety.
但是呢，在做这件事之前呢，让我告诉你一些关于忧虑的问题所在。
Especially anxiety about things you cannot change.
尤其呢，是忧虑一些你没办法改变的事。
Remember, anxiety is the preoccupation with the non-essential or the unimportant.
请记住，忧虑呢就是让一些没必要或者不重要的事占据住你的心。
Now keep my definition in mind.
请记住我所讲的这个定义了。
In our last broadcast, we heard Paul say,
在上次的节目里面，我们提到保罗说，
I have come to live with much or little, it doesn't make any difference to me.
他说我知道怎样去面对生活，或者是富足，或者是缺乏，对我都没什么分别的。
My eye is on heaven and Jesus and his kingdom.
他说我只是注目在天堂那里，是注目在主耶稣基督和他的国度那里。
Nothing else is going to come between us.
再没什么呢是能够让我和主的爱呢是隔绝的。
Let us read to you Philippians 4, 11 and 12 again.
让我再读一次腓立比书四章十一至十二节给你听，是腓立比书四章十一至十二节。那里说，我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。
Anxiety is the preoccupation with the non-essentials or the unimportant.
忧虑就是让一些没必要的或者不重要的事 占据住你的心思。
I want you to listen very carefully to what Jesus said to Martha.
请仔细听耶稣对马大所讲的说话。
Martha, Martha, you are fretting and fussing about so many things, and only one thing is necessary.
耶稣说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。
Mary chose what is best.
玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分。
It shall not be taken away from her.
是不能夺去的。
I hope you do this exercise tomorrow morning.
我希望你听日在朝早的时候就能够去做一个这样的练习。
Wake up and visualize that everything you have is taken away from you.
当你一起身的时候，试想象一下你所拥有的一切都被人拿走了。
I mean everything.
我所讲的是所有的东西。
Just visualize it.
只是试下想象一下这样的情景。
Let me tell you something that is going to happen to every one of us.
让我告诉你听，有些东西在我们每个人的身上都会发生的。
And here's what Jesus is saying.
这个就是耶稣所讲的。
In the final analysis, what you do for God and for His kingdom is what really matters.
最后的结论就是，只有你为神和神的国所做的，才是真正重要的事。
Everything else is unimportant.
其他任何的东西都是不重要的。
What is Jesus giving us?
耶稣给了我们什么呢？
Jesus is giving you a license and a permission to be anxious about only one thing and one thing only.
耶稣给了你一个许可，只是需要去担心一件事，而且是唯一的一件事。
Are you ready for it?
你是不是已经准备好去接受呢？
It is your salvation.
这个就是给你的救恩了。
That is the only thing that you have God's permission to be concerned and anxious about.
这个是唯一的一件神允许你要去在意，要去担心的事。
Because he knows when you are anxious about your salvation, you're going to live a life that is pleasing to him.
因为他知道，当你在意自己是不是得救，你就会过一个讨他喜悦的生活了。
A life that is in obedience to his word.
是一种信服神话语的生活。
And that is why Paul said in Philippians 2:12.
这个就是保罗在腓立比书二章十二节同样都讲的。
Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
就当恐惧战惊，作成你们得救的功夫。
Now some people think if they make their profession of faith, they don't have to think about their salvation anymore.
现在有些人想，只要他们决志信主，就不再需要考虑他们得救的问题了。
But let me tell you something important for those who profess faith in Jesus Christ.
但是让我告诉你一些关于决志信主的很重要的事。
Salvation has happened, is happening, and will happen.
救恩是在过去、现在和将来继续不断进行的事来的。
It is not something that you just took care of back then when you were 9 years of age, when you walked down the aisle.
如果你在九岁的时候从座位那里走出来表示决志，如果你以为这样做就已经足够的话，
No.
其实并不是的。
You commit your life to Christ, and from that moment you are growing in Christ.
由你将生命交给耶稣基督那一刻开始，你就要在基督里面不断地去成长。
And if you are not growing in Christ, you are not growing at all.
如果你不是在基督里面成长，你就不会成长了。
In the Christian faith, you cannot stand still.
基督徒的信心并不是停顿，不是静止的。
You either go forward or you go backward.
若果不是向前，那就是后退了。
Jesus said, but only one thing is needed.
耶稣说，不可少的只有一件。
This is the one thing that cannot be taken away from you.
而这一样东西就是不能够从你身上夺去的东西。
Everything else you will leave behind, and someone else will come and get it.
其他任何嘅嘢你都可以摆低，而且其他人都会嚟去将佢哋攞走。
There is only one thing to be anxious about.
但系只有一件事系需要担忧嘅。
And that is your salvation.
就系你得救嘅事啦。
Because it will lead you to Christ.
因为佢会将你引到基督嘅面前。
It will produce what is lasting and everlasting.
使你能够得到永恒嘅福气。
Everything else in life is not worth being anxious about.
生命里面其他任何的事都不值得忧虑。
Let me tell you something else about anxiety and why it destroys your peace.
让我告诉你听其他关于忧虑的事以及他们为什么会破坏你的和平。
Anxiety either usurps God's prerogative to provide for you.
忧虑如果不是散夺了神身为供应者的特权。
Or make you doubt that he cares for you and for your tomorrow.
就是会令你怀疑神是不是在看顾你和你的将来。
Now just let me clarify some things.
现在让我再讲清楚一些东西。
Someone may be sitting there and saying, Is he telling me I just go back and lie around and wait for Jesus to come back?
有些人可能会坐在那里就说，你是不是告诉我，只要睡在家，等耶稣再来就可以了？
That's not what I'm saying.
我不是这样的意思。
Of course God expects us to work hard.
当然，神期望我们努力工作。
God expects us to work diligently.
神期望我们勤奋工作。
God expects us to work wisely.
神期望我们能够有智慧地去工作。
Of course God expects us to be faithful with the resources he has given us.
当然他也期望我们能够好好运用他赐给我们的一切资源。
God expects us to be faithful with the gifts that he has given us.
神期望我们好好运用他给我们的各样的恩赐。
God expects us to be faithful with the talents that he has given us.
他期望我们好好运用他赏赐我们的各样的天分。
God expects us to be faithful with the time that he has given us.
神期望我们好好使用他赐给我们的时间。
Oh, but that's different from anxiety.
但是这一切都和忧虑完全不同。
Don't mix the two together.
请你不要将它混淆了。
Because anxiety is practical atheism.
因为实际上忧虑就是无神论的。
Yes, you heard me right.
是啊，你并没有听错我所讲的。
And there are many people in the church today who are practical atheists.
在今日的教会里面有很多人是现实当中的无神论者。
They profess Jesus as Lord and Savior, but they are practically atheists.
他们承认耶稣是救主，但是他们实际上是不信神的。
Because anxiety is practical atheism.
因为忧虑实际来讲就是无神论了。
Because it counts something more important than God.
因为他将一些的事看得比神更加高。
Because it seeks to derive security from things other than God himself.
因为这些人希望从其他的事物里面能够求到保障，而不是去倚靠神。
When God is at the center of your life, your priorities will be turned upside down.
当神成为你生命的中心的时候，你的优先次序就会全面重新调整了。
When God is in control, you will cast your anxiety on him.
当神掌权的时候，你就可以将忧虑去射给他。
When God is at his proper place, you will rest like a baby.
当神在你的生命当中有了正确的地位，你就会好像小孩子一样，很安心地去休息了。
Let me illustrate what I'm trying so desperately to communicate to you.
让我举一个例子去讲明我迫切想要话俾你听嘅事啊。
Years ago, the captain of a large vessel set sail with his family from Liverpool, England, to New York in the United States.
几年前，一个船长同佢嘅家人正系坐喺一艘从英国利物浦开到美国纽约嘅巨轮上边。
His entire family was with him on the voyage.
喺呢次嘅航行里边，佢全家嘅人都同佢喺埋一齐。
One night, when everyone was asleep, a sudden squall arose.
有一晚，人人都瞓着觉，突然之间狂风大作。
The wind came sweeping over the waters, striking the vessel, almost capsizing it.
暴风吹袭海面，巨浪不断咁样冲击船身，几乎使到呢只嘅轮船倾覆。
Everything movable was sent tumbling and crushing down.
船上嘅嘢都系喺度摇嚟摇去，东歪西倒，支离破碎。
And the passengers became aware that they were in imminent danger.
嗰啲嘅旅客发觉佢哋正系面临危难。
Everyone was alarmed.
人人都好惊慌。
And many sprung from their berths and began to dress.
好多人都从佢嘅卧铺嗰度跳起身，开始着衫啦。
The captain's little girl, just 8 years of age, was awakened and cried with a fright.
船长嘅女只有八岁，佢被吵醒，好惊咁样喺度喊住啦。
What is the matter? She asked.
佢问发生咩事啊
？When she was told about the storm, she asked another question.
当佢知道系遭遇暴风嘅时候，佢问咗另外一个问题。
Is father on deck?
爸爸系咪喺甲板上边呢
？Assured that he was, the little girl dropped back into her pillow, and she was fast asleep in the midst of the crushing waves and the billowing wind.
当佢确定爸爸系喺甲板上边嘅时候，这个细路女就瞓翻喺床上边，喺狂风巨浪当中仍然能够安然入睡啦。
That's what I mean by not having anxiety.
这个就是我所讲的没忧虑的意思了。
Next time you are tempted to be anxious.
下一次当你要忧虑的时候。
Next time you begin to lose your peace.
当你心里面失去和平的时候。
Next time you begin fretting.
当你觉得是很烦恼的时候。
Ask the question, is my father on deck?
就问这个问题了。我的爸爸是不是在甲板上面呢
？And the word of God will tell you, yes, he most assuredly is on deck.
我们的父神就会讲给你听，是啊，是很确定地讲，他是在甲板上面。
And Jesus said, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
耶稣说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Envy and anxiety are dangerous weeds that threaten to choke off the fruit of the spirit, especially peace.
嫉妒同埋忧虑系好似啲杂草啊、荆棘啊呢啲，会危害圣灵果子嘅成长，尤其系和平呢一种嘅果子。
Let me give you some of the pitfalls of trying to have peace that is not the peace of God.
让我话俾你听。当你寻求的不是来自神的平安的时候，就会陷在危险的陷阱里面了。
I have heard these comments through the years of my life.
在过去的经历里面，我曾经听过这样的论调。
There are some people who would say, if I only have certain amount of money, I will have peace.
有些人说，只要我有足够的钱，那我就有平安了。
There are some people who would say, if I only get married, I will have peace.
有些人说，只要我结婚，我就会有平安的了。
There are some people who would say, if I only accomplish certain things in life, I will have peace.
有些人就说，如果我一生当中有某些成就，那我就有平安了。
There are some people who would say, if only I can spend my life on a beach or a remote quiet island, I will have peace.
另外仲有啲人讲，如果我呢一世能够住喺海边或者喺个遥远宁静嘅小岛上边，咁我就有平安啦。
All of these are pitfalls。
呢一切都系骗局，都系陷阱嚟嘅。
Why？
点解我咁讲呢
？Because they will lead to false peace。
因为呢啲会导致伪装嘅和平。
Oh yes, there is false peace, a temporary peace。
冇错啊。的确是有伪装的和平，暂时短暂的和平的。
But false peace is even more dangerous than no peace at all.
而且这种伪装的和平比没有和平更危险啊。
It's not because God is against peace.
神并不反对和平。
But he is a holy God.
他是圣洁的神。
And will grant his peace only on the basis of his righteousness.
他所赐的和平是一定要建基在他自己的公义上面的。
That is why peace is a fruit, and as we saw in the last message,
正如我们上次在节目里面讲，因为和平是圣灵的果子。
Fruit comes from the inside of the spirit-filled life, not from the external events and circumstances.
圣灵的果子是出自圣灵充满的生命。而不是由外在事物或者外在环境那里产生的。
In the days of the prophets Jeremiah and Micah, false preachers were preaching false peace.
在先知时代，耶利米书和尼加书都提到假先知传假平安的讯息。
A peace without God.
就是在神以外的假平安。
In fact, they made a slogan out of it.
实际上他们只是在喊着口号。
Jeremiah 6:14 tells us,
耶利米书六章十四节那里告诉我们，
Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace.
他们说平安了，平安了，其实没有平安。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because like in our day, people were making a God out of peace.
因为就好像我们现在很多人都制造一个和平的偶像。
And they are trying to heal the hurts of the nation superficially or callously.
他们试图通过表面的或者是僵硬的方法来去医治国家的伤痛。
Isaiah puts it even more bluntly.
以赛亚书就讲得更加坦白了。
In chapter 48 verse 22 he said,
在以赛亚书四十八章廿二节嗰度，佢讲
：There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked.
耶和华说：恶人必不得平安。
You can try to escape anywhere in the world.
你能够逃避到去世界上任何一个地方。
Try any tranquilizers.
服用任何嘅镇静剂。
Seek new experiences.
寻找新嘅体验同埋经验。
Buy more things.
买一啲新嘅嘢。
Accumulate more money.
累积更加多嘅财富。
But you will not have peace apart from being daily filled with the Spirit of God and daily walking in the Spirit.
但系如果你冇让圣灵每一日都嚟充满你，唔肯同圣灵一齐去行人生嘅路，你就唔会得到真正嘅平安啦。
First, you have to have peace with God before you can have the peace of God.
首先，在你获得神所赐予的平安之前，你一定要先同神和好。
And if you have never committed your life to Jesus Christ,
如果你从来未将你的生命交托给主耶稣基督，
you will not have the peace of God because you do not have peace with God.
你就不会得到平安，因为你没有先同神和好。
Until you come in repentance and faith in Jesus Christ,
除非你悔改并且相信耶稣基督，
you cannot have peace with God.
否则的话，你就不会有平安了。
Problems are part of life.
生命里面存在着各种的问题。
You are at war with God and with yourself until you die.
你时时都同神交战，亦都同自己交战，直到你离开世界嗰一日。
But when you have the peace of God, your life will be peaceful in the midst of turmoil.
但系当你有咗神所赐嘅平安， 即使你的生命处在混乱之中，你仍然是会有平安的。
Your life will be peaceful in the midst of the storms of life.
你的生命会在风暴里面有平安。
Your life will be peaceful in the midst of trouble and grief and pain.
你的生命会在麻烦、伤心和痛苦之中亦都有平安。
We all have them.
我们每个人都有痛苦、悲伤的时间。
I have been there.
我亦都曾经经历过。
Let me tell you some story.
让我告诉你一些的故事。
A couple who were so alarmed at the condition of society.
有一对夫妇对目前社会的状况很担心。
They undertook a serious study of all the inhabited places on the globe.
他们针对全球各处有人类居住的地方进行了一个认真的研究。
Their goal was to find the most peaceful place of uttermost serenity on the face of the earth.
他们想找到地球上面最和平、最宁静的地方。
Finally, they found it.
最后他们终于找到了。
And they moved and built their dream house.
他们搬了去那个地方，建立他们梦想的房屋。
One day, they sent their pastor a picture of their house.
有一天他们发给牧师一幅的相，是自己房屋的相。
It was in the Falkland Islands.
原来他们的屋是在福克兰群岛那里。
A few months later, that most peaceful place became a war zone by the war between Great Britain and Argentina.
几个月之后，这个最和平的地方就成为了英国和阿根廷之间的战场了。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
Peace I leave with you.
我留下平安给你们。
My peace I give to you.
我将我的平安给你们。
I don't give to you as the world gives.
不像世人所赐的。
Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Do you have peace with God?
你和神的关系是不是和好了呢？
If you do not, you can do that today.
如果不是的话，你今日就可以跟他去和好了。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。另外，如果你对今集的节目或者在读经的方面有任何的意见或者疑问，都欢迎你来信和我叶朗天分享。来信只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。好了，愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。